Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia with your weekly weather. Monday we can expect thick cloud and a gentle breeze. Highs of 9, lows of 7. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and light winds, highs of 9, lows of 6. Thursday we can expect light rain showers and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. And Friday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 7, lows of 4. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now and stay tuned.
In Isle of Wight news this week, unanimous support this week has been given to the leader of the Isle of Wight Council to ask the government for pavement parking enforcement powers. Concerns over pavement parking and the obstruction problems that causes for certain island residents was brought as a motion to the full council by the cabinet member for infrastructure and transport, Councillor Ian Ward, earlier this week. It was calling for powers currently held by the police to be transferred to the council so pavement parking can be dealt with locally by parking enforcement officers and action actually taken. Councillor Adrian Atsford told the meeting about his son, who's been in a wheelchair his whole life, and the struggles he has faced travelling around Ryde, first with the lack of dropped curbs and now with vehicles making it impossible to pass by on the pavement. He said after a lot of fighting we were able to get some dropped curbs so he was able to go out on his own, which gave him a tremendous feeling of independence. Suddenly he tries to go out now and somehow is parked on the pavement. It is not so bad going out, but on his way home he cannot get past vehicles, he cannot get home. Meanwhile, Hampshire Constabulary are appealing for witnesses to a collision on Coppins Bridge roundabout involving two vehicles, one of which was a police car. The force would like to hear from anyone that witnessed this incident or the moments leading up to it. Circumstances are that at around 15:36 on Friday 20th of November, a Volkswagen Passat and a police vehicle collided on the roundabout just before the church on the roundabout. The police vehicle was double crewed and both officers sustained injuries and were transported to St Mary's Hospital. Both were released after being assessed. The driver of a Volkswagen Passat was unharmed. Anyone with information is asked to contact police on 101. And finally, for the first time since lockdown in March, Binstead guides met face-to-face at the beginning of November, and there was a surprise in store for the unit leader. Binstead guides were very pleased to meet up again, but sadly the face-to-face meeting was for 1 week only as a result of the second lockdown imposed on the country. There was a great surprise for leader Julia Downer on the night though, when one of the guides, 11-year-old Florence Singer, presented her with a cheque to help the unit's funds. Julia Downer said, "One of the guides, Florence Singer, presented me with £103.90. Florence had raised this money during lockdown and wanted it to go to Binstead Guides. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott, so talk.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here are your famous birthdays. Samantha Harris, who's a TV actress, Gary Lucy, who's a TV actor, Samantha Bond, who's a movie actress, and Chris Porter, who's a comedian. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? I'll tell you in a little while. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. On the 24th of November 1859, biologist Charles Darwin published his most well-known book. Called On the Origin of Species, the book laid out his theory of evolution, which he developed after his trip to the Galapagos Islands. The theory proposed that animals that had the right characteristics to survive and prosper would live for longer and have more offspring. The theory was originally rejected by Christians because it went against what was said in the Bible. Nevertheless, Charles Darwin's theory of evolution is an important part of biology today. The 26th of November 1865 was when author Lewis Carroll published his famous book, Alice in Wonderland. The book follows a girl named Alice as she goes through a dream world where nothing makes sense. By the end of the 19th century, Alice, a book that contained both Alice in Wonderland and Carroll's other book, Alice Through the Looking Glass, had become the most popular children's book in England, and within two more decades, it was among the most popular books in the world. The 26th of November 1922 is when archaeologist Harold Carter unearthed the tomb of Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun, a pharaoh that had only lived until he was 19 years old. Although the tomb was in near pristine condition, a series of misfortunes befell people that were related to the tomb's discovery and excavation, such as the financial backer of the expedition and Carter's secretary. This led some people to believe that when the tomb was opened, a curse that had been put on the tomb to protect it had been unleashed. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is cacophony. C-A-C-O-P-H-O-N-Y. It's a noun meaning a harsh, discordant mixture of sounds. An example of this could be the cacophony of deafening alarm bells. It originated from the mid-17th century from the Greek word cacophonous, which means ill-sounding. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
My name's Ophelia. I remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays. Well, now I'm going to tell you their years of birth. Samantha Harris, who was born in 1973. Gary Lucy, who was born in 1981. Samantha Bond, who was born in 1961. And finally, Chris Porter, who was born in 1979. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have more for you next weekend. Bye for now and stay tuned.
Isle of Wight news this week. The Isle of Wight is to receive £235,600 of investment to improve its walking and cycling networks. The news comes as part of a government announcement by Transport Secretary Grant Shapps to give councils across England £175 million to create opportunities for walking and cycling. The new money is intended to fund measures such as school streets, where streets around schools are closed to motorists at school times, low traffic neighbourhoods, where residential side streets are closed to through traffic to stop rat running, segregated cycle lanes and pedestrian improvements. Welcoming the funding, Mr. Seeley said, "This is good news for the island. It's great for those of us who live here and want to walk or cycle more, but it's also great for our visitors who are looking to come and enjoy what the island has to offer." Meanwhile, a number of new work coach jobs are now available on the Isle of Wight as the Department for Work and Pensions enters its final round of recruitment for 9,000 work coaches nationwide by the end of March 2021. This follows a successful initial phase of recruitment which saw 4,500 work coaches hired as part of DWF's response to the pandemic. The the government is doubling the number of job centre work coaches available to support people to 27,000 by March 2021. These new recruits from will be vital to ensuring that people on the Isle of Wight have access to expert mentoring and job support. More expert work coaches means more personal tailored support for job seekers who are looking to get going with a new career or to move on from a struggling sector. Mims Davies, MP, Minister for Employment, said, "Any work coach will tell you just how rewarding their job is. Helping someone back into work is really fulfilling. Knowing the positive difference you've made to someone's life is a real boost." And finally, an Isle of Wight born director says he is shocked and amazed after picking up a Royal Television Society award. Shanklin born Suri Krishnamma, who is currently filming episodes of hit ITV soap Emmerdale, has been recognised for his work directing The Way Out. The film, which was remarkably shot in one continuous unbroken take, formed part of the BBC's performance live strand and aired on BBC 4. It is set within Battersea Art Centre and stars comedian Omid Jalili and Believing Mac Gaban. Suri and his camera team have been awarded for their multi-camera work. Suri said, "It's been an incredible honour. I was thrilled to be nominated, but to actually go on and win it, I was shocked and amazed and thrilled for myself and the whole camera team." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott, SoTool.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.